Penguin Random House Audio presents Marked in Flesh by Anne Bishop. Read for you by Alexandra Harris. A Brief History of the World. Long ago, Namid gave birth to all kinds of life, including the beings known as humans. She gave the humans fertile pieces of herself, and she gave them good water. Understanding their nature, and the nature of her other offspring, she also gave them enough isolation that they would have a chance to survive and grow. And they did. They learned to build fires and shelters. They learned to farm and build cities. They built boats and fished in the Mediterranean and Black Seas. They bred and spread throughout their pieces of the world until they pushed into the wild places. That's when they discovered that Namid's other offspring already claimed the rest of the world. The others looked at humans and did not see conquerors. They saw a new kind of meat. Wars were fought to possess the wild places. Sometimes the humans won and spread their seed a little farther. More often, pieces of civilization disappeared, and fearful survivors tried not to shiver when a howl went up in the night, or a man, wandering too far from the safety of stout doors and light, was found the next morning drained of blood. Centuries passed, and the humans built larger ships and sailed across the Atlantic Ocean. When they found virgin land, they built a settlement near the shore. Then they discovered that this land was also claimed by the Terra Indigene, the Earth natives, the others. The Terra Indigene, who ruled the continent called Asia.